Who are you?
I'm a complete idiot.
From?
From England. No, actually, my name's Sam. I'm really cool.
From the band?
Yeah. Dragon Force.
And Sam, who's beside you?
This is Herman. He just tried to hang out with me. He's actually not in at the band at all.
Oh, you're so cool. I just want to hang around Sam from Dragon Force. Wow.
And what do you guys do in Dragon Force? Please explain.
I'm the triangulist, and he's the mouth organ. No, actually, we're the guitar players.
The two guitar players of Dragon Force.
Well, one. I mean, the other one tried to play, so...
Come on.
Babu.
Oh, he's just a bit jealous.
So, Dragon Force, right off the bat, I wanted to put out some terms here, some names that I think is really interesting about Dragon Force. First off, a banana farm, South Africa, and Bon Jovi.
What?
What do you want about? I think this interview has gone deranged. What do we have to... Our singer used to live in South Africa, and he probably owned a banana farm, and he listened to Bon Jovi a lot. So they all kind of go to the same thing. There you go.
Yeah.
I just love the fact that, like, you're wearing a Rancid shirt talking about your singer loving Bon Jovi.
Well, yeah, I love them too. Everyone does, don't you?
You're not afraid to say you love the Bon Jovi, right, Herman?
No, we even listen to Bryan Adams.
Yeah.
Everything.
Actually, he's from Canada, isn't he?
Yeah.
Canadian connection.
Yeah.
And I think you toured with Protest the Hero, didn't you, from Canada? Do you know that band?
Yeah, they were cool. Yeah, I like them.
Now, I also would like to ask you, Dragon Forcers, about the Commodore 64 computer.
I never had one, actually. I was actually cooler. I had the PC Engine.
What did you have, Sam?
I had an Amstrad, but all my mates had Commodore 64, and I actually preferred them, but my parents wouldn't buy me two computers, so I know it really well. I had some cool games.
And there's many similarities between the Commodore 64 and Dragon Force, aren't there?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, I used to listen to all the music all the time. I used to tape it onto my Walkman and listen to that instead of band, so yeah, I think it kind of comes out in the music, I suppose.
And Herman, your nickname is Shred, right?
Well, sort of.
Sort of. Now, you got that nickname not necessarily from guitar playing, but from the internet. I love that.
Well, actually, I can't really tell you why, because otherwise everyone know my email address.
No, it's because he used to work in an office, actually, and his job was the paper shredder.
Ba-boom!
Yeah, I used to put paper in the machine. Is that really? Listen
does,
to
actually.
It. Whoa.
But it was from early internet exploration, wasn't it, Herman? The name Shred, did that come from early internet exploration?
Yeah, that was before the existence of Internet Explorer. So I'm a real geek.
Yeah.
How important is long hair in heavy metal?
Well, he hasn't got any, so I guess it's not that important in our band.
Well, I hope it's not too important, because I'm not going to have much left soon. So,
Sam, how long is Herman's hair?
About as long as my cock.
Ba-boom! Is heavy metal hair important?
Well, you know, depends what you what kind of music you play, you know. You know, if you just want to stand and look cool, you know, long hair, do the job.
Now, to make you guys look cool, you have fans up on stage? Not just fans, but actually blowing fans?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think lots of people have that. But yeah, you know, it's just, it keeps you cool and it makes you look cool. So everyone.
You only need that. You can only have the fans on stage if you have long hair. So it's the connection. You see, if you don't have the long hair, you can't be that cool anyway, you know?
Are you like Samson, though? Are you afraid of getting your hair chopped off? Do you think the longer it goes, the more you can actually shred, Herman?
I already chopped quite a bit off. I should used to be down to my knees, so I basically have short hair now.
Now, for learning guitar licks, because you guys are the masters at the guitar licks, I would like to ask you, Herman, is it true practicing in the dark? Is that how you master the guitar licks?
Yeah, I used to have to go to bed for the next day for school. So I thought, well, if you put the music on and you switch the light off and play the guitar, your parents will know about it. So that's the one way I practiced.
How about you, Sam?
I just did it with the light on, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, nothing that amazing.
How about playing wet? Is it fun to play wet? Didn't you play Soaking Wet, Herman, at the Wacken Festival? What's it like playing wet?
It was like in a music video, you know, you got the rain, you go, oh yeah, the wind and everything. It was kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, it's good for your fingers, but not so much for your feet, because you're going to fall over. No, that's cool.
Dragon Force does not hide behind the monitors.
No way, man, we stand in front of them. We think, like, you know, you want to get close to the fan, so he wants to get close to, like, all the hunky dudes, and I try and find the chicks, so...
He tried to find the chicks because they never come to him. So.
Well, that's probably true too.
Here are some questions for Dragon Force. Are Dragon Force for real?
No, not really.
Can Dragon Force pull it off live?
That's what they're here to find out. They come to the show to find out if it's real or not. You know, but, you know, we're humans at the end, so.
And I have a one-word answer for that. Can Dragon Force pull it off live? Trampolines!
Yeah, exactly. You know, we need a bit of exercise, so you know, we brought a trampoline on stage with us.
Yeah,
there still trampolines with Dragon Force, or were there ever trampolines on stage?
Well, all the booze drinking, you got to lose some weight, right? So now we have two trampolines instead. So, you know, just kind of, you know, you can keep drinking and you can keep losing
size,
weight.
Everything at the same time.
Yeah.
How active are Dragon Force up on stage? I understand you're so busy, you have to have drink holders.
Yeah, well, you know, we like just want to get drunk. You know, you don't want to get drunk before the show and then stop. You want to keep going, like, through the show. So, yeah, we put some drink holders, got a trampoline to keep fit, and, yeah, you know, run around like a bunch of idiots. Yeah.
They're special drink holders, though, aren't they, Herman? Like, right tied to the actual mic stands?
Yeah, what happens is, you know, the only way, because our songs are so fast, there's no way you can actually stop and drink while we run around, and we actually get tired and get thirsty. So the only way is you drink and you play at the same time. So it's called drinking and shredding. Yeah.
I'm talking to you guys, Sam and Herman from Dragon
Force, whoa.
Now, we're missing the keyboard player.
Vadim, good.
Now, you guys have a keyboard solo. That's incredible, where everybody leaves the stage and the keyboardist is left there soloing. Nobody does that anymore, do they?
Well, you know, he's pretty deranged, so we kind of have to let him let off for a moment. So he does his video game style keyboard solo.
What's the reaction to the keyboard solo versus the guitar solos?
Well, I think it's about 100 times better, because, I mean, I think even if you're the best guitar player in the world, like me, no, I mean, we got about a zillion solos in all the songs, so what's the point of doing another one with no music behind it? And, like, I just think that we've always, I mean, I've always thought they're the most boring thing ever. Not quite as boring as a drum solo, but pretty close. So, I mean, with the keyboard, he's got, like, lots of cool stuff, like, the stuff in the background, and it's more fun. And also, it means I get a rest at the side of the stage for a bit.
Do people mix up the guitars and the keyboards? Like, say, hey, good guitar solo, and you're like, hey, I'm Herman. I don't play the keyboards. You heard the keyboard.
No, they know this guitar one is cool, really.
Yeah, I mean, we get a few people sometimes they thought that the guitar was a keyboard, but, I mean, you can pretty much tell, I think.
How important are whoas in Dragon Force?
Very important indeed. That's our favourite bit, because we don't have to... Also, it means that the singer can't forget the words.
Because you have that quite a few times. Woes appear quite a few times in Dragon Force songs.
Yeah, even you can sing them, so, you know, that's why they're there. Sing along. Whoa, 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 whoa.
It's like, whoa.
I also notice another thread with Dragon Force. You guys like the word far away.
Yeah, we actually only realized at the end of the writing the album that we'd used it like in about four songs.
I love that far away and whoa is all over the album.
Whoa. And there's also about six fire and flames in some if you count them up.
Now, Dragon Force, would you ever write about an elf?
No, elves are gay.
No.
Dragon Force, would you ever sell out and write a 4-minute song?
We got a 4-minute song, have we?
No, I don't think so. I don't know, but I think it's
like, how long are your songs generally?
They're all about 7. But I mean, that's only, and we couldn't write a 4-minute, because unless you like didn't sing the chorus one of the times, that would be impossible, because otherwise you have to cut out all your guitar solos, and then no one will think we're cool anymore.
Now, how long are the guitar solos?
4 minutes.
A 4-minute guitar solo.
Yeah, probably about right, actually. Yeah.
What would happen with a Dragon Force radio edit? I understand there's a Dragon Force radio edit. Where do the guitars go, and who gets axed?
Oh, we speed the song twice, and so we can finish it in 4 minutes, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough, actually. We sit there, like, cutting out bits, but trying to keep it the main bit. So I just make sure we leave me in, not for everything, and cut everyone else out.
Yeah, keyboard solo, usually.
Yeah.
How about a vocal solo? Letting the vocalist do some soloing. Are there any vocal solos in Dragon Force? Could you do any? Have you ever heard of a vocal solo?
Since when do you think singers are cooler than guitarists? Come on. Yeah.
But, you know...
Well, I don't know. We need to get him off the stage, you know, like so people can see us.
Are there any vocal moves that your singer does that people maybe could try to ape? Like, what are the vocal moves?
You got that one. Then you've got the forgetting the words move. That's quite a good one.
Yeah, that's my favourite. Yeah.
Another great thing about Dragon Force is you guys have a ballad.
Yeah, ballads are cool, man. We've got to try and get the chick somehow.
Now, that's what I was wondering. You must not get many chicks because you hardly have any ballads.
Well, you know, like, we're making an effort at least, you know.
Some people call the ballad the integrity track, don't they?
Wow.
Never.
Yeah, the integrity track, the ballad.
Well, I never heard that one before, but I suppose it sounds quite sophisticated. So, yeah.
With Dragon Force, which is really great, your album is just pounding, relentless. And then at the very end, when the ballad comes, God, does it feel good.
Yeah, well, yeah, you need a rest after all the, like, furious and fast stuff. So, yeah, it's to give people time to chill out and, like, you know, make a cup of tea or something.
Do you play the ballad last at your concerts?
No, that would be pretty boring. What a full of boring ending, you know. Come on, you want to party at a live gig, but, you know, when you listen to CD, you want to kind of relax in the end and you can start again.
It just sounds so good at the end. Like, I think you should maybe consider putting the ballad at the end.
Well, we got, like, a kind of outro, like, kind of happy ending thing which comes in there. I mean, like, the ballad, is we sort of thought it was supposed to be, like, the end of a movie, you know what I mean? Like, you've watched this big thing and then it's like, whoa. Yeah, so we did it just for you, actually.
Thank you very much, Dragon
Force!
Dragon Force, where did you record your brand new CD? What hotels did you record in?
Loads of them. Like, we were on tour, actually, so I can't remember which hotel it was exactly.
I think Iron Maiden was staying at the 20-star hotel, and we were just staying at the 4-star, so whichever.
Yeah. So if you can go to Europe, find a flash hotel with a really crappy one next to it, that was probably where it was.
Dragon Force, what is a metal crowd?
The girls that cough up.
A bunch of dudes and about three chicks.
What does a Dragon Force crowd bring to a Dragon Force gig?
They bring love for us.
I thought they bring plastic swords.
Actually, we actually upgraded now. We've got nunchuckers as well and lightsaber. So the sword thing have just moved to another level now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me about the stuff that people bring to Dragon Force gigs, that the fans bring, the weapons that they bring. They really bring weapons.
Well, they bring their hot girlfriends just to frustrate us even more. They bring swords, nunchucks, everything, man. Yeah.
And now, do you sometimes grab the stuff that the fans bring and play with them?
Yeah, we were trained, you know, specialists in the guitar with plastic swords and lightsaber, and we do all the kind of things. Upside down, left, right, shove it up his ass, and, you know, all kind of things.
Yeah, where does Dragon Force draw the line?
In what?
Well, with what you actually do.
Well, if the chick is ugly, that's where we draw the line. Is that right?
No, what I want to know is regarding what you actually do with a fan. For instance, there's a Canadian rocker, I don't know if you've ever heard of him, called Gatto.
No.
He's from the 1960s, 70s. At one of his gigs, he had a fan. The fan offered his penis, and the fan's penis was batted against the fretboard, and then Gatto played the guitar. Would you ever put a penis to a fretboard of a fan?
Yeah, we can do that. We signed them. We signed ball bags. We've done all kind of things.
Did you really sign a ball sack?
I signed one last night, and I got the guy to sign mine. And that's true. And actually, in Scotland, we always sign people's, it's like dick signing. Here is ball bags. So I just had a shower. I had to wash it off. It kind of hurt. It was red.
Now, how does somebody approach Dragon Force after a gig if they want to get their ball bag signed?
Well, you just have to ask, man, and get them out.
But how do people approach it? Are they just that open? Are your fans that open?
Well, they just ask. Is it, can you sign my ball bag? Go, all right, get it out. Come on.
Yeah, I don't care, man. We don't give a shit.
Like, we do prefer signing, you know, breasts and, you know, the female parts. But, you know.
You won't discriminate, though.
No, we sign everything, man. Sign your ass, sign your ball bag, get it out, and we'll sign it.
Dragon Force, what is power metal?
Is something that's kind of outdated. So that's why we don't play anymore.
Yeah, that's a good answer, actually.
Yeah.
Dragon Force, what should a power metal band look like?
Like a bunch of idiots, because most of them are. I shouldn't have said that. I don't know, they need to. Well, we don't know a power metal band, so, I mean, they can't really look like us. Yeah. I don't know.
What does a typical power metal band look like versus what does Dragon Force look like?
They got quite a lot of mullets and stuff like that.
Kind of frilly pirate shirts and stupid lace-up trousers that are too big for them.
And they got the guitar strap all the way up here.
Yeah.
And they like to stand still on stage and look at their feet.
Yeah, and they've usually got sort of silly cowboy boots and bad haircuts.
And Dragon Force have trampolines, drink holders.
Yeah, we don't care. We don't care about the rules. You know, we don't. No one tells us what to do like the old days. So,
speaking of the old days, Dragon Force, what can you tell me the importance of Manowar, the band Manowar?
Well, yeah, they are very cool. I like them. Yeah,
because everything goes back to Manowar, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're cool. We like them.
Yeah.
How about DRI?
They're cool too. I'm not a big fan. I have one album. I think it was Thrash Zone.
Didn't DRI invent the blast beat?
No.
didn't they? They might have. I don't know. I didn't know enough about them. Maybe they did.
Who invented the blast beat, Herman?
Not us.
No. I know. First person I heard was do it was Morbid Angel, I think.
Yeah. Dragon Force, how about the Great Cat? How does the Great Cat play into things with Dragon Force?
Rubbish.
Yeah, pretty rubbish, actually.
Come on, she does shred, Herman. She's a great guitarist.
Yeah, but she should be doing something else with her hand.
Have you encountered her at all? Have you played any gigs with the Great Cat at all? Is she back on the circuit? I think she is.
I don't know, but I'd probably still give her a go, even if she's getting on a bit.
What would make you not like the Great Cat? Like, what would make you not like a fellow guitarist, Herman? What do you look for that you don't like?
Well, like Sam said, you know. You know, she shouldn't really be playing guitar with fingers like that.
Yeah.
What? Dragon Force! Abruptum. What can you tell the people about Abruptum?
Amazing. Really great melodies, you know, like, it's just heartbreaking songs, I think, isn't it? I've heard they were torture metal, aren't they?
They're like midget death metal, aren't they? Abruptum?
Yeah.
Never heard of them.
Have you played with any midget death metal bands?
I'm pretty short.
No, yeah, he's pretty sure. Our drummer's pretty much a midget as well, so we don't need to play with them. We've got them in our own band.
Dragon Force, what about the horsey beat? What can you tell us about the horsey beat? I think it started in Canada with DOA. What is the horsey beat? Of course, DOA aped it from Bachman Turner Overdrive and the Guess Who and all that stuff. What is the horsey beat?
I don't know. Is it the dun 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 that?
Yeah, dun 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 dun.
Well, that's it. There it is. The horsey beat. Dun 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 dun.
Whoa. Who do you think invented the horsey beat? And how many songs do you have as a horsey beat in Dragon Force?
Anyway, I think it's not about inventions. It's about taking it to another level. You know,
yeah,
things
that.
That's like that guy invented a car like how many years ago? Oh, it's a piece of junk now. You got to take it to new levels. So just invent it is not good enough. You got to take it to the next level. Evolution, man. Move forward.
What exactly have Dragon Force invented?
We didn't invent. We took everything that's been invented, like a guitar, like an amplifier, and we make it sound cool and make it take it to new level.
Yeah.
You know? Fusing all different styles to make something new.
What do you think about Andrew WK? Because I think he was doing stuff similar to you, but he didn't quite get it to the next level.
Well, I think he's amazing. He's actually one of my favorite singers. And I think his songs are totally cool. And that's about it, really. I got into his gig for free because I was about 20 years older than all the other kids, and I just walked in. So there you go. Didn't get any money from me.
Because he has many Dragon Forcian elements, doesn't he, Andrew WK? Like, he's got the death metal drummer, the actual guy from the band Death.
Oh. Yeah, he party hard just like us.
Yeah, he's cool. No, it was Obituary, actually. Get your facts right, man.
Oh, sorry about that. That was Devin Townsend. That was Devin Townsend that has the drummer from Death.
Yeah, okay, yeah. We'll let you off. You did your homework.
From Strapping Young Lad.
Yeah, he's coming down later.
From Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Yeah.
And winding up here with Dragon
Force.
You mentioned Iron Maiden. What was it like touring with them? Bruce Dickinson is like an airline pilot. Did he actually fly you guys? Did you get to fly in Bruce Dickinson's plane?
No, we were on a crappy train to Poland or some other crappy thing and getting deported and all kind of things.
Did he talk to you about flying an airplane at all? Did you know anybody that's been in Bruce Dickinson's plane? Does he fly to gigs?
Yeah, actually, if you start talking about planes, you can never get away.
Yeah, it gets terribly boring unless you like planes. So, sorry, Bruce, we didn't like that conversation. Whoops.
How about Ozfest? You guys were invited to play Ozfest. You didn't have to pay to play. Do some bands have to pay to play on Ozfest?
Yeah, I heard they do, but we were so cool that they wanted to pay us, actually. Nah, not really. No, it was cool, though. Yeah, we didn't have to pay, so, you know, everyone's a winner. Still got some money for booze left over.
How about from the technical perspective? You have Laney amps?
Yeah, Laney amps. They're extremely cool, actually. You know.
And Laney has something to do with Black Sabbath, doesn't it? Doesn't Tony Iommi have some Black Sabbath in Laney amps?
Yeah, you've been doing your homework. Yeah, Laney, Black Sabbath used them, and... Us? Well, yeah. that's what counts, really. Dragon Force used them, I think.
Yeah, who else uses Laney? Is it Dragon Force and Tony Iommi?
Satriani used it before.
Joe Satriani?
Yeah, he did use it.
So these are the tips that shredders can pick up on. Play with your eyes shut.
Use a Laney amp.
Don't use too many ballads.
Play Ibanez guitars.
Is that the Ibanez endorsement you guys are getting, just by saying that right now?
I've played them for 10 years, so I paid my dues, and they give them for free.
Yeah. Actually, I just got an endorsement, so I kind of have to be nice to them. So, you know, next year I'll say that they're crap or something.
Lining up here, Dragon Force, you guys also played Thailand. What was that like, playing Thailand?
Oh, they were rubbing our feet while we were playing, actually.
Yeah,
that was pretty...
How was that?
It was cool, like cheap prostitutes. Oh my God, no, I shouldn't say that. But they are. Oh, that's what I heard, anyway.
Now, how is this tour going on with all the womanizing and stuff with Dragon Force?
Oh, we don't womanize.
I.e., has Kirk Hammett come backstage?
We don't want dudes backstage, man. We just want the chicks. Unless he had a sex change.
But has anybody challenged you to any guitar offs? You know, with rappers, there's like beefs, and like you have breakdown, you fight each other, that sort of by words. Anybody challenged you to any guitar offs at all?
Oh, man, you know, they don't even dare say anything, man. I mean, come on. You know, we've been around the world. No one dare say that once to us.
Yeah.
But, like, has Joe Satriani come up to you guys at all or anything like that?
No, I don't think he really cares.
Actually, we invited Steve Vai to come down, but he didn't turn up, so I guess he didn't want to hear it.
Yeah.
You should have got Devin to phone him, right? Because didn't Devin play with Steve Vai?
Yeah, maybe he's going to come and kick our ass tonight.
Yeah. Devin was the vocalist for Steve Vai.
Yeah, he certainly was.
Lastly here, Dragon Force, there also is another band out there called Rhapsody.
No, they're actually called Rhapsody of Fire.
We know something you don't, Mr. Metal Knowledge. They're called Rhapsody of Fire now.
They call themselves Hollywood Epic Power Metal.
Well, you know, everyone's trying to give themselves a different name than Power Metal. That's why, because they all think Power Metal is redundant. So I don't blame them, but I think they're cool, actually.
That's actually a pretty cool name, I think.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. Epic Power Hollywood Metal Rhapsody.
Yeah, except the only problem is they're from Italy, which is not exactly Hollywood. But oh well, yeah, good on them.
Dragon Force, anything else you want to add to the people out there at all?
No, we hate everyone.
Sam is infected with all kind of virus, so chicks run away from him.
Why should people care about Dragon Force? Why should people care?
Because we're such lovely chaps, and we've got love for everyone, and we're really cool.
Well, thanks so much, Dragon Force. Keep on rocking in the free world, and doot doot a loot doo.
Wow! Wow!
Thank you.
All right, get this guy out of here. Come on, we don't know him anymore.
Kick him out, man. Come on,
we steal his stuff and beat him up.